Well, here's the thing. When I hear people talk about giving too much, I'm sure somebody somewhere has done that, but I actually don't meet those people. I mean, when I know people who give away 90% of their income, and obviously they're making a lot of money in order to give away 90% of the income, but they're not giving too much. And this is when you live in a culture, of course, if you literally were neglecting your family and your family doesn't have food and clothes and enough money for books for the kids to go to school because you're giving away too much, then yes, you could give away too much. I'm sure that such a person exists out there, but again, that's not the normal thing. Most people don't have to figure out ways to be less generous because they're hurting themselves and their family too much. The truth is that we are often hurting our children too much by drowning them in a sea of material things where they have this and they have that and they have everything they want, and if it breaks, we get them another one. And so this is not our problem. And Scripture really very explicitly warns against the dangers of wealth, for instance, in 1 Timothy 6, where it talks about people who want to get rich fall into a temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. And then some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. And it's just the dangers of wealth. And you have people whose dream is to win the lottery, but then you read the horror stories of the people who do win the lottery and what happens in their lives. And it's just, I some of those in this new edition of the Treasure Principle we're talking about, I tell some of those stories, and it's remarkable. Now, of course, most people think, well, they would be different and they would love to have the chance to prove that if you win the lottery, it will be a really good thing, because it would be a really good thing for them, they think. Well, I think the way that you would make it a really good thing would be if you gave the vast majority of it away. I'm not recommending playing the lottery. I'm just saying that if you did have a lot of unforeseen and unearned income come your way, then that, I think, is normally an indication that God is entrusted this to you so that you can give it generously to help the needy and to invest treasures in heaven by investing in missions and giving to your local church and the poor and the needy and all of those things. But probably the danger of giving too much is not realistically a danger for the vast majority of people.